Welcome to Tin Pod Radio.
What brings you to therapy?
Stupid dipshits, especially one named Serenity.
Can you tell me a bit about him?
Calliope told you about all of us.
This is therapy. You need to talk issues over if it's going to do you any good.
Okay, I'll play the mud flap game. Terracissimi, whatever, made him as their champion, or whatever the fuck we are. For some reason, he's made the darkness by his home. I tried several times to get him to leave, but he's being stupid.
And that makes you angry?
That place makes me itch. Like, literally itch. I'm allergic to it. Maybe it's made of fresh cut grass or something. I tried to get him to leave, but he, like I said, he's refused.
Why?
Have you been there?
No.
Well, it's a broken reality, and I'm not saying they can't be fun, but like the Dream Trail, or the Collected, you can get lost there. Become part of it.
And you are worried about that happening to him?
Yeah. Before we went there, we had this bad time on Trusley. I think he's using the Darkness Bite to deal with that shit that happened there. Between us, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, we went to Trusley together after Green mentioned it to me. I guess she did that as a warning, but we took it as a challenge. Trusley is also called the most evil planet. In the Ten, yes, but anyway, we took a cargo ship there as it would be passing over. No ship stopped there. None for at least 1,000 years, anyways. The planet itself is covered in an ancient marble-like surface, hinting at past long forgotten and lost. Like a past long forgotten and lost. Yeah. Another hint is the Tower of Trust that lays dead polar center in this place. A skyscraper-sized skull with shoulders. Snake. And all made of stone, I guess. Looked like stone. Serenity thought the tower was once a huge statue that collapsed onto itself. The Tower of Trust also has giant silver doors at its base, very dramatically at its base. Trustly always has people testing its evil though, because not only does it contain several vicious creatures, it's also an unlimited supply of the fuel parent, which many races, including the Caspri, have used to power their cities. The Caspri alone have sent 3 mining operations there, as far as I know, only 3. Each landed on the planet, each started mining, and within days, each with hundreds of miners, ended in mass death. If someone can scare off the Caspri, that's a big worth of investigating, or staying away. That's a warning sign, even. The ship's cargo droppers landed us about 10 yards in front of the tower. The stories didn't do the place justice. The tower was larger than any skyscraper I've ever seen. More the size of a mountain and on a flat plain that stands out. The surface of Trusley does huge boulders of various sizes, all big though. They're scattered all over among the remains of many abandoned mining attempts. The tower's giant silver doors in closer inspection. Well, they're pretty cool. They seem to be pretty cool. There's just like no welds on this place. Like the surface, it had manufactured seams, you know what I mean? About 8 stories of smooth metal. all the stories about visitors that have come to Trustly, there are no details of anyone entering the tower or even trying. That sounded suspicious to us. Casper reports say that the tower gave out a negative energy radiation, sort of like some magical glimmers that make you stay away from an object. Trinity knocked on the doors because sometimes that just works. I tried pounding on it because that's me. And that was my way of jiggling the handle, I guess, which works with most mysterious doors. The doors had no handles though, and or pull ropes or chains, so we started walking around the tower, and in the time we found a huge crack in this thing, like right on the backside. On our knees and hands, we crawled through the crack, and as we crawled, about 20 minutes of breaking through membraneness of native insects, we found ourselves able to stand up in this like pitch black space. Serenity pulled out a flashlight and I had my cell phone. The space was about the size of a restaurant. It smelled of meat. Like the bad smell of meat. The floor and walls felt like clay. Like if you pushed hard enough, your hand would go through them. And our steps were like walking on like a stiff trampoline. You know, it sat outside for way too long and was getting ready to bust at any moment. The room was empty of markings or anything else that I remember, but it did have a stone door. It took both of us to push this thing open. And on the other side, we saw why we smelled. We stepped into the room of hearts hanging from small hooks. And at the center of the room was a human creature covered in this black ooze.
Is this why humans drink?
This is why this former human takes a lot of drugs. I haven't gotten to the worst part yet.
What was today's session like?
He is coming back tomorrow.
Good.
We hope you enjoyed this Tin Universe production. The voice of Tin Universe is Stacey Taylor. For ebooks, webcomics, short films, and more, head over to tinuniverse.blogspot.com.